Well, we're going to talk food. Oh, I like talking food. Who doesn't like talking food? And this food in particular is the avocado. Yes. Satch Tricker has the dream job. The title of her job is Head of Avo Control, where it's Satch's job to taste test each of the avocado dishes on a menu. This is a pretty awesome job, and I'm very jealous. And good afternoon, Satch.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Look, if people were thinking of a job, what they could do, you know, something that they could combine their love of food and with, you know, eating. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but you've got the dream job. You're tasting avocados and telling people whether or not they're good or bad and coming up with great ideas for recipes.
Tell us about
this amazing role that you do.
So basically I have the most envied job in Australia. I'm pretty sure I can say that with conviction. And I feel very, very privileged to have this role, I have to say. So basically as head of Avo Control at Good Fat Cafe, I have the honour, I would say, of coming on board and tasting all the dishes on the menu that are being served up to Sydney at the moment. It's almost like quality control. So that's probably the best way to think about it. Are they up to scratch, these dishes, for the hungry, hungry hordes of Sydney's finest? And I have to say that it definitely is. I don't know if you've been to the Good Fat.
I haven't been yet, no.
Okay, well, you're running out of time because it's only open for a month and 30th of November is its last day. So you have about a week to hustle over to Surry Hills and taste the menu because it's pretty incredible. And they're doing all kinds of crazy things with avocado, from, you know, smoothie bowls to making a béarnaise sauce out of it. There's an avocado, like, burger with chicken. And my ultimate favorite, saving the best for last, is avocado fries.
Okay, wait. Is that like fried avocado?
Yeah, it's fried avocado, deep fried avocado.
Is it like battered?
So it's got a batter of this amazing panko crumb, and it's the perfect mixture between crunchy and creamy when you bite into it, and it comes with this delicious aioli sauce. I'm basically drooling as I'm explaining it to you.
So is everyone listening. Sounds awesome.
And Melbourne's probably eating their heart out because they would have expected a pop-up avocado cafe to rock up in their city first, but lucky Sydney has been able to indulge for the last month. So, yeah, I highly recommend you check it out.
Oh, and definitely you've checked it out very, very early because somehow you've...
Early?
There's a job that went up on, like, the websites about a month ago. Head of Avo Control, looking minimum 2 years' experience of smashing avocados.
Yeah.
Like, did you see this? How did you find this job and how did you get it?
Come to be?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. I noticed this job advertisement on kind of social media and all kinds of food-related and lifestyle-related websites. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends said to me, you have to apply. You are an Avo addict. If anyone's set for this job, it's you. And it's true. I mean, my affiliation with avocado kind of started even before I was born. My mum had huge cravings for avocados. It would make my dad go out and buy tray of them.
When you were, like, in the womb?
When she was pregnant with me. And except the funniest thing was she could never get through all the avocados. So there was just, like heaps of random avocados lying around the house that my poor dad had to figure out something to do with.
Guacamole every night. Woohoo!
Yeah, basically. And so I came out loving avocado, and I've kind of always grown up on it. It's been a staple in our house. It's so healthy for you, full of fiber, low sugar, can do all kinds of things with it, from guac to smashed on toast, as Bernard Salt has made famous. And so I kind of put this all together in this really quick application, talking about how much I loved it, how I kind of experiment with it. There's a chocolate brownie on the menu, which I've tried to make, avocado brownies, and the one that is on the menu is out of control good. Like, it's super versatile.
I reckon. Is it a fruit? Avocado's a fruit, right?
It's a fruit, yeah. It's technically a fruit because it has a stone in it.
Yeah.
And I think what makes it so versatile is that it's got a really, and this sounds so weird, but a really pliable texture. So you can mash it up. If it's a bit tougher, you can slice it, and then you can kind of emulsify it into a puree, which is what the guys at Good Fat have done. They've basically taken it into every form. And the because it's got such a beautiful, mild, creamy taste, you can pair it with almost anything, right? And so I applied, and I never kind of thought that I'd ever hear back. It was this fantasy. And then I get this call one day. It's like a Thursday morning, and literally my entire month has been made with that phone call. And so I was with the team before it opened for a couple of days, which was amazing, getting to meet everyone and hearing from the chef how he came up with the menu, and speaking to a couple of the farmers who Australian Avocado supports. And so it's just this massive family of avocado lovers.
That is so cool. And like you say, you've got all sorts of different avocado recipes on there. I'm looking at this website where there's an Avo Cornetto. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yes. It's going to put Golden Gay Times out of business, I'm pretty sure.
Good.
I remember when we tried it for the first time when we were taste testing the menu. And like, Gelato Messina is known all over the place for really creative flavors and it's the best ice cream in all of Sydney. This bad boy can totally rival it, I reckon. It's delicious.
I've always wondered about avocado ice cream. I've seen it on menus here and there, but I've never actually tried it. But I think it'll work.
It does work, and it's because it's not super sweet, and then the Avo Cornetto has all of these kind of crunchy bits with a praline and a salted caramel, and it's fun. It's super fun. The entire place is fun. You know, you go there for a good time. It's really great. I highly recommend.
I'm sure you do. Do you reckon you'll ever get sick of avocado? Is it something, you know,
I don't foresee it. I mean, I almost eat an avo a day, and I love it. I don't think I could get sick of it.
But you know what they say.
Please don't jinx me.
Okay. Avo a day keeps the mortgage
the
away.
The doctor away? Yeah. Yes, definitely. Not owning any home in the near future. That's my avo addiction.
Well, you got to choose, you know, avo or a house.
Totally. And it's kind of, you know, what are your priorities at the moment?
Exactly.
And mine are very clear.
Well, you can check it out. It's in Surry Hills on 355 Crown Street, in fact. Over 20 items on the menu incorporating avocado. It sounds ridiculously good, and I'm going this weekend. I've made my mind up. I'll be there. So you should too. It goes until November the 30th. But talking about the best job in the world, Satch Tricker, congratulations on the job. And what are you going to do after this? How can you top it?
Life's not the same. Life is just not going to be the same.
Surely there must be some job you can go around the world tasting avocados for different, you know, places.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. So as soon as I get off the phone to you, I'm going to start Googling avocado employee possibilities.
Sounds
that'll
like a plan.
You'll just see me at Good Fat once it closes, like knocking on the door desperately.
Yeah. Well, you've got
is anyone home?
The lead run on all those jobs anyway.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us, 2SER. So.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
No worries.
Have a good avo.
See you then. That was Satch Tricker talking about the dream job, head of Avo Control. Look, you can't complain about that. Go and check it out if you are keen on a bit of Avo action.